Hello, everyone. This is yours truly, Olga. More and more we hear of family ties being broken. This is a sad thing. There is nothing to match a good family life. But every member must contribute to make it beneficial to all. From the latest copy of My Ideals magazine, I have selected this as our opening verse. The family is like a book, the children are the leaves. The parents are the cover that protective beauty gives. At first, the pages of the book are blank and purely fair, but time soon writes memories and paints pictures there. Love is the little golden clasp that bindeth up the trust. Oh, break it not, lest all the leaves shall scatter and be lost.
This house, O Lord, we pray, make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble out. Bless the roof and chimneys tall, let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and shining bright, letting in God's heavenly light. Bless the hearth ablazing there with smoke ascending like a prayer. Bless the people here within. That we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with Thee. May dwell.
Kate Douglas Wiggin has something to say about a true family circle. In a true family circle, a father and a mother first clasp each other's hands, liking well to be thus clasped. Then they stretch out a hand on either side, and these are speedily grasped by children who hold one another firmly and complete the ring. The minute the 2, 3, 4, 5 join in, the roundness grows, the merriment and the laughter, and the power to do things. A family circle, round and complete, with love and harmony between all its component parts. And families are usually found in a home. And home is a place where children play, where toys are strewn about, a place for peace at close of day, with cares of the world shut out. Home is a place where friendships grow, where laughter gay should ring, a place flowers were meant to grow and birds were meant to sing. Home is a place for folks to meet when shades of evening fall, a place on a quiet friendly street where neighbors come to call. Home is a place where pathways lead to doors that open wide, to offer haven for the need of folks who live inside. Where we find smiles of loving face, the touch of kindly hand, and none in the world takes the place of those who understand. Home is a place where children play, where toys are strewn about, a place for peace at close of day, with cares of the world shut out.
Thank you.
John Howard Payne wrote that, with pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. I've got a couple of bits from my scrapbook on thoughts that I think are appropriate to home by various authors, and some of them are unknown. But Elbert Hubbard wrote, "The first home was made when a woman, cradling in her loving arms a baby, crooned a lullaby. The home is a peaceful place, the place where we retire and shut the world out." And Mary Jane writes, "The secret of life is not just to live, but to have something worthwhile to live for." The author of this next excerpt is unknown, and he or she writes, "The collected pleasures of everyday life fade quickly away, unless there is at the heart of them the gladness of having done something that has made someone happier." Martin Vanby contributes to this segment of my scrapbook with, "The real art of living is beginning where you are." And the immortal Emerson, "The ornaments of a house are the friends who visit it." James M. Barrie, "So much of what is great has sprung from the closeness of the family ties." An unknown author once again, "The spirit of a household reaches farther than from the front door to the back. It shines forth from a child's eyes and shows in the way a man hurries back to his home." And in Proverbs we are told, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Heart-reaching voices of children tell me the story of Jesus. Here's a beautiful thing by Berna Rauch on a child being someone to love. She says a child is someone who eats pickles and peanut butter and chocolate all together, likes to hear your songs even if you can't sing, starts dinner by asking, "What's for dessert?" holds your hand and trusts you, dances to music inside his head. Thinks wire clothes hangers were meant for bending into interesting shapes. Knows right away whether you like him and he likes you. Is more in awe of someone 2 years older than of someone 20 years older. A child is someone who is afraid of the dark and not ashamed to say so. Who enjoys helping you, especially when you don't need any help. Who wants to be an actor on Monday, a teacher on Tuesday. By Wednesday, he has decided he will be an actor, who teaches and is also a cowboy. A child is someone who comes and kisses you and curls up in your lap when you're sad. Who loves you for no particular reason except that you just happen to be you. Who knows whether there's love in a home. Who mixes milk and coke and ginger ale and ketchup and sugar and salt and then asks if you'd like to taste it. A child is someone who can hardly wait until his next birthday. Who begins to explain a situation by telling you, it wasn't my fault, but a child has trouble taking no for an answer. A child is in search of a comfortable lap. A child is someone who knows how to enjoy God's little creatures like bugs and beetles and worms and plants a seed today and is disappointed when tomorrow comes and there is no flower. A child is someone who is scared by too much neatness. Thinks you're great unless you go out of your way to prove you aren't. Knows that peanut butter and jelly taste better than caviar. A child is someone who can cry when he is hurt. A child is someone to love.
He sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad, that's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclub, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, bide my time and watching Charlie grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow. And we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on daddy's shoulders off to bed. Old sleepy head, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
Well, during the past few minutes, we've learned quite a lot about the people and the things that make a home. But Peggy Michuch has something to offer. She says, no home is ever quite complete without a dog or cat. Now, I well know some folks would wish to disagree with that. But to my way of thinking, well, a house somehow seems bare. without a dog to greet you when you sit down in a chair. And no spot can ever seem so cozy, warm, and snug as when a cat's curled up asleep upon your favorite rug. And when there are children in the house, their laughter and their squeals become a perfect harmony with a puppy at their heels. Then, as the kids are quiet and they sit and dream, you know, a cat beside them purring can just set their dreams aglow. And what small lad or tiny miss would trade, do you suppose, the thrill of being wakened by a puppy's cold, wet nose? Or which of them, once having known a kitten's playful ways, would not defend its mischief with the loudest kind of praise? And even older folks, you know, as day comes to an end, can find a certain comfort in a furry, faithful friend. And so, mid cries of protest, I will constantly repeat, it takes a dog or cat around to make a home complete. Well, we've done everything possible to highlight the people and the things, the animals that contribute to family life and family love. No love is quite as great, it seems, as family love and family dreams. A mother's smile, the tenderness bestowed on those she loves the best. It matters not as time goes by, a love still shines within her eyes. No other love is quite the same as Dad's, who seeks no worldly fame, but just his place within each heart, where home fires glow a special part. A love to cherish, still his own, a satisfaction yet unknown. No other love, however real, can match a family love ideal. The dreams and plans so much to each, the worthwhile things just out of reach. And yet it makes no difference there. Where home fires burn, all life is fair. There is no beauty quite left out if Dad and Mum are still about. The little ones with eyes that shine, their world a heaven quite divine. We find that God smiles from above because he shares in family love.